Okay, we're talking about the highlights of the 2011 programme for the Edinburgh International Book Festival. My name is Nick Barley and I'm the director, and I'm sitting here with Roland Gulliver, who's the programme manager. And we wanted to talk a little bit about one of my favourite aspects of being privileged to programme this festival, which is the opportunity to put together authors and interlocutors to have good conversations. One of the great conversations I had with the writer Michelle Faber was about a book he'd just read. We were having lunch, and he told me about a book by a writer called Jenny Erpenbeck, a German writer. In fact, I'd heard about her. I'd had her book on my desk, and I'd even started it. But I hadn't got very far in the book before Michelle told me that this was one of the great books that he'd read all year, and that whilst all of the buzz and fuss around Jonathan Franzen was going on, he felt that writers like Jenny Erpenbeck deserved much more attention. I read the book and I absolutely agreed with him. It's an extraordinary story about Germany, about life in Germany through the 20th century, starting with Nazism, living through Nazism, and then going through after the war, the Soviet occupation, and then moving into the life after the Berlin Wall had come down. An amazing, turbulent century for Germany, and her novel is such a great look at that through the medium of one house, which is a sort of silent witness to all of these events which happen within it. And so wanting to invite Jenny Erpenbeck, it suddenly struck me, of course, that the best person to have a conversation with her about this book would be Michelle Faber himself. And so I'm really excited about the fact that Jenny Erpenbeck and Michelle Faber will be on stage together talking about her book. But there are plenty more. Roland, you've got one, haven't you, that you're excited about?
Yes. I guess the highlight conversations that we have are with our guest selectors. This is the second year of having our guest selectors in the programme. We're delighted to have such high-profile names helping us and giving us their ideas and their insight into what is important to them. And we're particularly excited about having Audrey Niffeniger as our guest selector this year. And it's been great. Obviously, the headline event for her is the event that we're doing with Neil Gaiman, but for me, the more exciting events are two other events with Chris Adrian and Kelly Link. And these both encapsulate what the guest selector can do, having this worldwide headline name, talking to these young, up-and-coming authors who perhaps our audiences are unsure about, but with Audrey in the chair, kind of gives them the confidence to come and see these events. Chris Adrian is a young author. He's published three novels in the States, and his new one, The Great Night, has been published by Granter. And he was described by Patrick Ness in a review in The Guardian as the best unknown author in Britain today. And it's very exciting to bring him across and having doing this event with Audrey. It's also quite nice that one of the things we try to do with our authors is to get them really engaged in the festival. And he's also going to be taking part in Unbound, in Mackay with Gutter magazine. So that, again, the authors have a greater conversation with the festival and don't feel as though they're just here for on stage for an hour and then go home again. So, and also Audrey's other event with Kelly Link. She's this amazing sci-fi writer, published by Canongate, and Audrey is just a huge fan of her. And she was we knew of her, but we didn't know about her until Audrey recommended her. And so we're delighted to be presenting her, and that's going to be a great event as well.
And there's another one which I want to talk about briefly. The New York-based writer Sapphire, wrote her first novel, I think it was 13 years ago. And it caused a sensation in the States, and it was eventually made into a cult movie called Precious. And it tells the story of a disenfranchised young black teenager in Brooklyn who eventually gets pregnant, and the story has a difficult ending. 13 years later, Sapphire will be launching the second book, which is in effect a sequel, which picks up on the life of Precious's son as he comes into being and starts to realise the kind of traumas that his mother had been through. Sapphire will be in conversation with the journalist Bidisha, and I promised that we didn't simply programme this because they go by one name alone, but because I think this will be an extraordinary conversation which illustrates the breadth of the ideas and the thinking that the book festival enjoys.